To Save Her Life, Disappearance, Deliverance, and the United States in Guatemala. Written by Dan Saxon. Published by University of California Press. And read by William Troop. Preface. Guatemala City, October 20th, 1944. Most of the city was asleep. Just after midnight, residents who lived along 12th Avenue heard the coughs and rumbles of a long parade of motor vehicles, and later the unmistakable cadence of troops on the march. From their windows, the neighbors could see the silhouettes of passing motorcycles, of trucks loaded with armed men, and of tanks and cannon. The rebel Guatemalan army units placed their artillery on the large parade ground, the Campo Marte, and along the railroad tracks. Infantrymen and machine gunners took up their positions at strategic locations around the city, many within striking distance of the government's most formidable redoubts, the two forts known as Matamoros and San Jose. Within hours, groups of students, teachers, and workers would join the rebellious soldiers, all determined to overthrow Guatemala's dictator, General Federico Ponce Vaides. The Urrutia family, Esther and Manuel and their seven children, were asleep in their home on Avenida Castellana when the shooting began just before 2 a.m. The house, modest but nearly half a block long, stood on a ridge that ran above the main thoroughfares of the city and just a kilometer or two south of the imposing gray stone walls of the San Jose Fort with its panoramic view of the city below. When the night was broken by the crash and boom of cannon fire and the staccato of machine guns and rifles, the Urrutias climbed out of bed to watch the drama. Tracer bullets filled the air and shell bursts lit up the cold sky as the rebels concentrated their fire on the San Jose. The loyal soldiers manning the fort vigorously returned the fire with cannon and mortars. The Urrutias supported the revolt and were apprehensive about the consequences of its...